Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value.
Welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood. Solving today's parenting dilemmas, one question at a time. This week's question comes from Jessica, who asks, how do you get your kids to keep their rooms clean? What about a playroom? And is it reasonable to take away all the toys if they never stay cleaned up? Hilariously laughing emoji. Jessica, as a parent of three non-cleaners, I'm feeling your pain with this question. A lot of tips out there about how to keep their rooms clean. Should you use sticker charts? Should you use chore wheels? I'm going to focus on two tips that have really helped us with keeping the house clean and keeping this from being a 100 hours a week fight between myself and my children. The first, as a messy child, I drove my mother crazy, and she, I think on my behalf, invented something that I have carried into our lives, and that is the confiscation closet. And this is a place where toys that get left out go into the confiscation closet. We had a closet, which was the confiscation closet, that was also like, I don't know, it was full of like cleaning supplies and linens and stuff, but it was also the constant. You don't have to dedicate a closet in your house to do this, in other words. So the confiscation, or you could even have a confiscation drawer, a confiscation box, whatever. The idea is when you say, pick up those toys, and then you come back and the toys are not picked up, those toys go into confiscation. So sometimes I get into, as many of us do, the thing of just screaming at my kids like, oh, these toys, I'm throwing them all away. You're monsters. Ah! That it tends to just be stressful for everyone. And, you know, I have at times come around an hour later and like the child is still crying and being like, you said you were going to throw out my truck. So I try not to get into like, I'm throwing out all your things, although it's tempting. And confiscation is like a nice kind of middle ground. So any toy that's on the playroom in an hour is going into the confiscation bin, closet, box, whatever it is. And then those things stay away for a time of mom's choosing. So you might say the confiscation closet lasts a day. You might have to say it lasts a week, whatever works in your household. But I love the confiscation closet and I'm using it in my house. The only things I don't put in confiscation, FYI, are like, I never put a security object in there. So like, you don't like put Binky or Banky or Blue Bear or whoever the beloved security object is. They don't go in confiscation. Because that seems a little too high stress. And then you have a whole night of crying, I can't sleep without Blue Bear, you know, and so that those things don't go, but anything else is fair game. The other thing that we do that we stole from my sister-in-law and my brother's family is the super fun cleaning party. And this is usually on Saturday morning. We don't have a lot of activities. I know some families do. Tends to be a time. So my kids are still 10, 9, and 7. So they're on the younger side. So we're not always like out at sports games and stuff. But super fun cleaning party is like Saturday mornings. So we have a standing event that happens at our house every Saturday. And so a bunch of kids come over for it. And so Saturday morning is super fun cleaning party, ironically named, if that wasn't clear, where everybody is in charge of cleaning their own space. So like boys clean the boys' rooms, girl cleans her room. We will come up and help and like get into the nitty gritty towards the end of that. But basically, it is super fun cleaning party. And the only thing that happens for 1 hour is we clean. And usually during, if we do that every Saturday, it's not too hard to like really go back to one with that cleaning. And it's not like, oh my God, who's going to clean the room where no one's thought about cleaning for 3 months. And so we try to stay on top of it this way. And I will say this all from like, if I lived alone, I would just live in like a crazy sty with like McDonald's wrappers under the couch. I am not a clean person, but I have found with 5 of us living together that being so lackadaisical as I used to be about the cleanliness of my house doesn't work. And now, you know, you're paying the rent, you're paying the mortgage. You have a right not to be assassinated by like a rogue car that is left underfoot in the living room. That thing is going in confiscation. And then it's going away in the Superfund cleaning party. So Jessica, I hope that helps. We could do, you know, 3 episodes on how to keep the house clean. It's not easy, but those are 2 little tips that work for me. Guys, if you have a question for myself or Amy, send them to questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com and you may hear your question answered on an upcoming episode. Thanks.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tiny humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
Margaret, it's an exciting news day.
An exciting news day indeed, Amy.
A few years ago, we launched our first spinoff podcast, Toddler Purgatory, hosted by the hilarious Blair Brooks and Molly Lloyd.
And guess what? Now Blair and Molly are back with their all-new podcast, Unsticking It.
You know Blair and Molly as 2 busy moms and actors. And somewhere between potty training and the pandemic, they both felt like they lost their creative kaboom.
In their new podcast, Unsticking It, they are going to talk about how all of us can get back to what lights us up after motherhood. Amy, I need this.
Me too. And Blair and Molly will be talking to fellow imaginative minds. We're talking actors, artists, and creators of all kinds about how we can all unstick ourselves from whatever muck we're stuck in.
Follow, subscribe, and listen to Unsticking It wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.